I will now read from the Gospel of St. John, his sixth chapter, verses 41 on. Then the Jews began grumbling about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They kept saying, "This is Jesus, the son of Joseph, isn't it? Whose father and mother we know. So how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Stop grumbling among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him to life on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and all of them will be taught by God. Everyone who has listened to the Father has learned anything comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who comes from God. This one has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a person may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. And the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Then the Jews debated angrily with each other, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus told them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him to life on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. The person who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will also live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not the kind that your ancestors ate. They died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Before this read text, Jesus had just done the feeding miracle with which he fed thousands of people with a young boy's food. And after that, it is told how Jesus went to the other side of the river or the lake, but he saw that people followed him to the other side of the lake as well. So Jesus said, when they saw him, "Truly, you do not seek me because you have seen my works, but because you have received bread and have eaten yourselves full." And he says, "Do not seek perishing food, but unperishing." And the situation went forward that when the Jews began to ask, when they began to ask of Jesus that, "What will you do so that we believe in you?" And they began to remember that their ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, "He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then began to say, tell that he himself is the bread of life, that Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. And this, the speech of Jesus, as we heard in our text that I read, they began to grumble among themselves. It was because of the miracle of Jesus that they followed him to the other side of the lake, but now when they understood that, as they said, that is this not Jesus, son of Joseph? Isn't it whose father and mother we know? So how can he say, I have come down from heaven? And then as this discussion went forward, Jesus began to speak very difficult words to hear, that his bread or his body and blood must be eaten and drank. And this is the reason why this text came to mind, now that we are going to go to the Lord's Supper and celebrate communion, that each visitor, unto them is said that this is the body of Christ, and the wine is that this is the blood of Christ. This is rather close to the same topic that is spoke of here in this text, but we could think that the speech of Jesus here was difficult to understand and to accept or to receive, that we could say that the listeners perhaps too literally listened to or understood too literally that which he spoke of when he spoke of eating his flesh and drinking his blood, because in the background is this where Jesus speaks of the bread of life that is more than that manna which their fathers ate in the wilderness. And they held it, the receiving of the manna in the wilderness, it was such a great miracle as it was. But it was, as Jesus taught, that it was temporal nourishment through eating it, they don't live forever, but it is such nourishment that they will become hungry again. If we think of how Jesus said that he is the bread of life, which has come from heaven, which is more than that manna, what does he mean by this? I think that we could think simply and understand it in this way, that the normal bread is nourishment for which is required, that after we eat, perhaps 4 hours go by and we are hungry again. We cannot last for too long without food or drink. Jesus spoke to them that they were too tied to that temporal matter that he had done in that miracle of the feeding when he offered food to thousands of people. And he reminded with this parable that it is just as important as the temporal food is just as important as the spiritual food which he offers when he says that he is the bread of life, that when people eat it, does he not simply mean this, that it is the believing of his words? I believe it or think in this way simply. In verse 35, Jesus said in this way that I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never become hungry, and the one who believes in me will never become thirsty. So eating is the same as believing. And when they marveled this, grumbling, that how can he be bread of life which has come from heaven? He then had to give his own body on behalf of all. when he says that when they the Jews then asked that how can he give his flesh for us to eat, Jesus then continues that if you do not that I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. It is, I question the same matter. Believing upon him, that do believe, people believe upon him. And it is important that people are saved and that they believe Jesus to be the Son of God. This comparison to bread is quite simple, but in the same way, it's rather deep or complex. And I don't know that I understand it myself, but it comes to mind when Jesus speaks of the seed of wheat, that it must, that in order for it to be able to produce more wheat, that seed must die. And all of this is tied to the same matter. But this speech was so difficult and hard to listen to for the people who were listening, that many disciples in their minds as we know later, these words received a new meaning when Jesus placed communion the first time, and at that time he blessed the bread and wine and said that the bread is his body and the wine is his blood, and he placed it in remembrance of himself, that supper which he had placed. When we today yet celebrate communion, we can think that the blood and wine there at communion remind us of the how great a sacrifice Jesus made on behalf of our salvation. Many denied Jesus. After this text that we read, it is said that many disciples even said that this is a difficult statement. Who can accept it? And Jesus then asked, that does this offend you? And then he said that there are some among you who do not believe. What followed this sorrowfully, it was shown that many disciples no longer followed Jesus. And in the same place came forward that one can only believe if God allows it. God calls and draws one to himself. One cannot through their own wisdom wish to believe, but God is he who gives the will or wish to believe and puts one to seek peace for one's heart. This is born by God, this difficult situation which came from the harsh words of Jesus. It came to mind that there are those doubts even today, many sorts of doubts. And we can say that in our time, this faith is quite odd and incomprehensible for our own carnal mind. When the first Christians celebrated communion and enjoyed the blood and body of Jesus, they had to defend themselves and explain what it means, the celebration of communion. But I would wish to say to you, dear child of God, that when these doubts come and you feel yourself to be in some sort of way odd with your faith in this world, it is so far away from the normal religions of this time, you can yet believe simply as your ancestors did, as well as the people in the time of the Bible. It pays to believe pays to read the Bible. It gives to read the Bible, it gives support for our faith. Our faith is not for this time, and we do not believe for this reason that we would become accepted by people, or that we would make it more easily in this life, but for this reason that we seek through faith eternal life in heaven. And thankfully, no matter of all these difficulties in this time, we are often blessed in this time. When I thought of this and thought of the motto for this, the Eucharistic services, even before it was published, I especially noticed that it was my niece who designed it. Oftentimes I do not look at these pictures, but I noticed that there is a wondrous, a marvelous, relaxed state there, that in a song of Zion is spoke that there is a place of rest placed upon Golgotha. Look upon the blood drops of Jesus. That picture there, I understood that those things that are seen there, that shows that the way is not always easy, that we have temporal and physical and economic difficulties, but we also have battles in faith and battles with our own wisdom. But thankfully, we have those times when we can restfully look upon the Son of Golgotha, which brings warmth and security, that we do not have to be distressed. And we have needed this when we have come to these services to listen to the Word of God. I wish to encourage all of you, especially I think of you youth. And this summer, for the first time for a long time, I was able to come to hold a confirmation camp here at the Eucharisto. When I think of you, that do not let your own wisdom guide you to such an extent that your faith would become as a fog, that we could use our wisdom that we would not use our wisdom in matters of faith, but use it in our temporal life to make decisions. And the disciples decided thus as well, even though Jesus was discussing difficult matters when he placed communion. And after the resurrection, it opened onto them in a new way, and they were able to understand why Jesus spoke of eating his own flesh and drinking his blood. Then Jesus asked of the 12 disciples that, do you too wish to leave? Simon Peter then answered that, who should we go follow the, for you have the words of eternal life, and we understand that you are the Son of God. I know what doubts are, and quite easily can imagine. How it feels when we begin to think that is this faith based on man, that it does not have no basis. But I returned as the disciples here that I have been able to experience, as I hope you too can experience, that the words of eternal life, the words of the gospel, have uplifted and carried. And how much through faith I have received marvelous blessings in my life, peace of God and joy. Those too I wish that you would see and look upon as well, that if you are traveling a difficult journey, that you could see that my experience is that the gospel is that which lifts one up from underneath doubts to freely believe. You too can believe today, all sins forgiven, doubts and temptations forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. And we can somehow, with a free mind, being encouraged by the gospel to the communion table, for that communion testifies or verifies to us that Jesus was a sacrifice on our behalf. And it fills us with thankfulness. It fills our hearts with thankfulness. This sermon is coming to an end, but I thought a few words I would wish to say perhaps to such a person who thinks that it is so difficult to accept and receive the gospel, even though I would wish to. You may have such an experience that these obstacles, why that they are so great that nobody can comprehend why I cannot. It is impossible. And I know there are very great obstacles, and I do not wish to belittle them. But such a thought came to mind that remember anyhow that the enemy of souls is active and wishes to keep hold of you, that you would not be able to freely believe. But the power of the enemy of soul has been overwhelmed. Although the words of man may be lacking, but the gospel which is heard at these services is perfect. God can give because he has, for him all is possible to you, to give you strength to become a child of God. Perhaps even through this gospel message, believe, even unbelief, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and his blood.